I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bloomington Symphony Orchestra's Season Clap When You Feel Like It continues with two performances Saturday, February 23rd at 7:30 in the evening at Bedford North Lawrence Performing Arts Center, and Sunday the 24th at 3 at Bloomington High School North. They're both side-by-side performances. In Bedford, they're with the Bedford North Lawrence School and the Lighthouse Christian Academy Group, and in Bloomington with the Hoosier Youth Philharmonic Orchestra. Our guests are the conductor of the orchestra, Charles Latshaw, and Chapel Kingsland. Gentlemen, thanks very, very much for coming in. Charles, your title is Tiaras and Tragedy. Perhaps we should start with the tragedy.
Sure. Well, it refers to Romeo and Juliet, the tragedy. The way we're playing Romeo and Juliet is through the symphonic dances from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. We're putting it together with a couple of concerts that feature Romeo and Juliet themes. So the program for the 23rd and 24th has West Side Story in it. And then in April, we follow it up with Sergei Prokofiev's ballet from Romeo and Juliet.
Can't get enough of that balcony, huh?
That's right. Yeah. And we had our finale fantastique last year was very much based on Hamlet. So there's a season-long sequel to Hamlet going on.
Good heavens. And, of course, Shakespeare very much in the news with the discovery of Richard III's mm-hmm. body.
Yeah. Yeah, his kingdom for a parking lot.
Now, the second part of this, tragedy and tiaras. Now, what's the tiara situation here?
Well, the tiaras, I'll let Chapel talk a little bit more about it, but it's a fantastic piece that I want Chapel to explain.
All right. So this piece is entitled Symphony Number 2 for a diva violin soloist and orchestra. And so the idea is basically it's a musical battle between the soloist, who keeps trying to pull the music towards the theme from The Simpsons, and the conductor, who keeps pulling it towards Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. The violin soloist has to wear a tiara and wave a magic wand around at sort of the middle hysterical climax of the piece.
It's a great way to sort of poke fun at the stuffy idea of the concerto soloist and the stuffy idea of an orchestra.
Neither of which are ever present at the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra.
That's the idea, sure. Right.
Chapel, this says themes of Danny Elfman and Ludwig von Beethoven. Elfman, the composer of the Simpsons theme?
That's right, and a very important film composer, TV show, and rock musician as well.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea of putting these two things together? And is this the sort of thing you do as a composer from time to time?
Occasionally. For comic pieces, I find it works really well. But the idea initiated with a violinist friend of mine when I was an undergraduate at the Eastman School of Music. And he asked if I would write him an encore piece for his violin recital as an arrangement of the Simpsons theme. Well, I thought, okay, that's funny. People will laugh that he's playing the Simpsons theme, but what else can I do? And after a lot of brainstorming, I realized that the end of the Simpsons theme sounds like ba 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 ba. And that sort of has a musical echo of something a lot more familiar to everyone, which is, of course, da 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 da. So the piece was born, and there's a particular moment in the piece where we make the transition from The Simpsons into Beethoven. It's supposed to be so smooth that you don't realize it's going there until it whacks you.
And who is the magic violinist, by the way?
Rachel Patrick. She's a Bloomington native. She embodies everything exactly right about the diva violin soloist in a very good way. So we're having a lot of fun together on this piece.
Conductor Charles Latshaw, composer Chapel Kingsland, Bloomington Symphony Orchestra's Tiaras and Tragedy, Saturday, 7:30 at Bedford North Lawrence Performing Arts Center, Sunday, February 24th at 3 at Bloomington High School North. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.